Hello, this is Paula Hatzel reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news. Spring is in the air with this nice warm weather, and it's time to start thinking about all things spring. Mark your calendars for the Easter egg hunts in Hamilton County. On March 30th, the Kiwanis will hold their Easter egg hunt on the courthouse lawn beginning at 10 a.m. As soon as you scoop up all your eggs that one, you can load your kids back up in the car and drive out to the reservoir because the Elks will have their Easter egg hunt at 10:30 a.m. And if you haven't got enough eggs by the end of that day, there's something wrong with your kids because last year my grandkids picked up over 50 eggs. You can also plan on March 23rd attending the Eagles Breakfast with the Easter Bunny. They will be serving from 8 to 10 a.m. and it's $10 advance tickets and $12 at the door. So you can take your kids to have breakfast with the Easter Bunny. On Tuesday, March 19th, Hamilton County 4-H will prepare and serve the Farmer's Share Breakfast for the Farm Bureau. Breakfast will be served from 6:30 to 9:30 at the Union Hall. We plan to serve biscuits and gravy, sausage, scrambled eggs, orange juice, milk, and coffee. We'll begin cooking at 5:30 a.m., so 4-H members need to be there. This is by donation only, and it is to represent that the farmer's share of that breakfast is only 14 cents. So you can come and pay whatever you want to eat, but it represents that the farmer's share, they only get 14 cents. The Barbed Wire Gang 4-H Club will host a Unit 24 4-H Trivia Night on Monday, March 18th, beginning at 5:30 p.m. in the courthouse basement. All clubs are invited and can enter as many teams as you would like. There is no fee to participate, and prizes will be awarded. There will be a taco bar meal provided at 5 o'clock, and play will start at 5:30. Youth are asked to bring a non-perishable food item for the Barbed Wire Gang Gives Back box that needs to be restocked at the gift garden. So bring your kids on out and have some fun. The next Federation meeting will be held Monday, March 11th at 11:30. This meeting will be held between the Youth and Adult Craft Club that is being held that day. I'm extremely proud to announce that six of our Hamilton County Experience Award applications have been approved. Congratulations to Emily Cox for Emerald in Community Service, Maddie Karcher, Gracie Walker, Shiloh Willis, Granger Wilson, and Lainey Davis, all for winning Emerald in Project Mastery. Emily Cox will also be awarded a Gardening, Agriculture, and Food Access $1,000 scholarship from the University of Illinois. Congratulations on a job well done. 4-H Day with the Cardinals will be held at Busch Stadium on Saturday, May 18th. The tickets are on sale now for $30. 4-H members, alumni, family, and friends are invited to join University of Illinois Extension in partnership with University of Missouri Extension for a Cardinal win against the Red Sox. Registration deadline is March 29th. With your registration, you will get to participate in a parade on the field prior to the game, a shirt included with your ticket price. Additional raffle tickets are available for $1 each, with first prize being the person who gets to throw out the first pitch. Additional prizes will also be awarded throughout the evening. If you would like tickets, contact your local extension office. 4-H and FFA members can attend a livestock and dairy judging competition on Saturday, March 23rd from 9 to noon at the DuQuoin State Fairgrounds. There will be a junior 4-H division livestock judging and questions. This is open to grades 3 through 8. There will be a senior 4-H FFA livestock judging and questions, non-reasons, open to high school students. Junior 4-H Dairy, open to grades 3 and 8, and Senior 4-H FFA Dairy, open to all high school students. If you would like to attend, contact your local extension office. The Solar Eclipse Festival for 2024 is being planned in McLeansboro at the fairground at 803 Randolph Street. Our expected time of totality will be 4 minutes and 7 seconds. There will be church services on Sunday, food trucks, inflatables, bag tournament, glow bingo, and fireworks. And there's a $10 admission per car on Sunday the 7th. On the 8th, there will be all kinds of events with bands playing and vendor fair and things to attend prior to the actual eclipse that will happen about 2:02 p.m. So if you'd like to attend the solar eclipse in Hamilton County, make plans to do so. This is Paula Hatford reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news.